Hello, it's Stacey Holt from Real Estate Excellence. This podcast is for Queensland agencies, property managers, licensees. Today is the 31st of March 2020, and this is the day I'm recording for you. Just a quick update. If you haven't listened to my podcast from yesterday, the 30th of March, about the there is no rent moratorium, I urge you to please listen to that after this so you get a full picture. So I don't repeat basically myself, but in short, we know the federal government made announcements on the evening of Sunday, the 29th of March. And I'm just going to review some notes from the RTA. And basically, I'll remind you that I've got the continual running blog where I'm updating it to the best of my ability at realestateexcellence.com.au and the coronavirus blog tab. So the RTA on their website have the following, which I'm just going to read in brief. On the 29th of March 2020, Australian governments met as the National Cabinet and announced that evictions will be put on hold for 6 months for residential and commercial tenancies affected by the financial impact of COVID-19, with more information to come this week. The Queensland Government is working through ways to implement the Commonwealth Government's proposed changes to rental properties and rental arrangements as quickly as possible. So at the moment, there's a lot of falsehood and misinformation about rent payments being stopped. And the information I have, current as of now, is the so-called moratorium looks like it's going to be more so on inability to terminate contracts because of rent arrears. So basically, to me, it's not a rent-free period, but the devil's going to be in the detail. Now, I have been reviewing what New South Wales have done, which I don't want to go to into too much extent at the moment because it's not Queensland, just to see a comparison. Well, it's not really a comparison, Stacey, because we've got nothing to compare to. But my point being, to see what New South Wales Liberal government have done and their draft, their amendment bill. So just know that I'm watching this very closely for particularly members of Real Estate Excellence and for the good and care of all our industry because we're in it together. So I just want to share this quick podcast with you for Queensland. At the moment, there's no changes. At the moment, the RTA are saying that the Queensland government are working on the rental arrangements relating to evictions. There's so far no indication of a rent-free period. And again, you know that I'm only as good as the information I've got and what I'm on this day. So we'll learn together and somehow it will work out. I know it's terrible, it's very upsetting. And confusing, but just try and stay calm as I'm trying to myself because we have to. We have to. So I urge you to keep an update, an eye on my website, my blog, realestateexcellence.com.au, if you wish to, or your preferred advisor. Members, remember the private Facebook group. Once I blog on the public website page, I update you in the blog, and of course, we'll email you any significant matters. So for now, the RTA in Queensland are saying that as of the 29th of March, Australian governments, so all the Australian governments in all the state and territories that form part of the National Cabinet with the Prime Minister, and announced that evictions will be put on hold for 6 months for residential and commercial tenancies affected by COVID-19, with more information to come this week. Now, that's subject to, let's see. So, again, we'll learn together. All will be okay. Just wanted to give you a quick update for Queensland for now. Take care. This is Stacey Holt from Real Estate Excellence, and bye for now.